Nora, Nora Seagraves, Seagraves dash Allen, Allen, 1363. This is a 61-year-old woman who lives alone, used to be a pharmacy tech. She's widowed for some time. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's wheelchair-bound. She has two children, originally from Houston. She's working on a provider because she's been so weak and so no longer able to take care of herself at home, period. New paragraph, she suffers from diabetes, renal insufficiency, chronic back pain, neuropathy, gout, shoulder pain, rotator cuff tear. Surgeries include back surgery times two, ankle surgery, fractured right arm, spinal status post spinal stimulator placement, gallbladder surgery, and bladder stimulator surgery in the past, period. New paragraph, patient was in the emergency room yesterday because of severe foot pain. She was told that it's most likely neuropathy, was treated with Voltaren gel, allergy, iodine, and Neurontin. Medication. Her medication includes the following. Aprazole, 10 milligram once a day. Duloxetine, 30 milligram once a day. Depakote, 250 milligram, two tablets twice a day. Flexeril, 10 milligram, three times a day. Crestor, 40 milligram, once a day. Amitiza, 8 milligram, once a day. Demidex, 20 milligram, once a day. Movantik, M-O-V-A-N-T-I-K, 25 milligram a day. Nifedipine, 60 milligram, XR, once a day. Oxycodone, 15 milligram, four times a day. Lidocaine patch, as needed. Vitamin D, once a day. Methimazole, 5 milligram, once a day. Lisinopril, 20 milligram, once a day. And K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligram, once a day. Patient's severe pain has caused her to require both the Lyrica and oxycodone, chronic constipation, and depression and anxiety, along with history of CHF and COPD. Period. Family history. Mom died of chronic renal disease with history of coronary artery disease, diabetes, and some sort of cancer. Dad's alive with prostate cancer. COVID immunization up to date. Flu immunization is up to date. Nora is awake. She appears to be distressed because of foot pain and in pain. Patient's blood pressure 121 over 86, pulse 67, respirations 18, O2 sat 95%. Heart pulses 1 positive is 2 lungs. Few bronchi. Abdomen soft, lower extremity trace edema, neurological non-focal, decreased range of motion in both upper extremities noted, skin shows no rash. Here we have a 61-year-old woman with history of CHF, COPD, diabetic neuropathy, pain, hyperlipidemia, chronic constipation, and hypertension, period. She's no longer able to care for herself. She's not requiring provider services, period. She's a widow, and she lives alone, period. She has two children that care about her and see her on a regular basis, period. Because of her back surgery, she has a history of failback syndrome causing severe pain in the lower extremity, which I believe most likely was causing her pain yesterday and a visit to the emergency room, period. The paragraph on the examination, patient has decreased pulses consistent with peripheral vascular disease stage 4, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Ms. Nora Seagraves Allen. Thank you.